A neurobiology professor recounted to me the story of an extraordinary student, Jay, whose answers on one exam sounded suspiciously familiar. The professor wrote, "A few sentences later, I thought, no wonder I like her answers. She's quoting my lectures word for word." There was also a question on the exam that she answered with a direct quote from the textbook. The next day, I called Jay into my office to have a talk with her about cheating and plagiarism. But something did not add up. Jay did not seem like a cheater. She seemed totally lacking in guile. So as she walked into my office, what came into my head and out of my mouth was the question, "Jay, do you have a photographic memory?" She answered very excitedly, "Yes, sort of like that. I can remember anything as long as I put it to music." She then sang back to me from memory whole portions of my lectures, and very prettily too. I was flabbergasted. While this student is, like Toch, extraordinarily gifted, all of us use the power of music in this way, and setting words to music, especially in pre-literate cultures, has played a huge role in relation to the oral traditions of poetry, storytelling, liturgy, and prayer. Entire books can be held in memory. The Iliad and the Odyssey famously could be recited at length because, like ballads, they had rhythm and rhyme. How much such recitation depends on musical rhythm and how much purely on linguistic rhyming is difficult to tell, but these are surely related. Both rhyme and rhythm derive from the Greek, carrying the conjoined meanings of measure, motion, and stream. An articulate stream, a melody or prosody, is necessary to carry one along, and this is something that unites language and music and may underlie their perhaps common origins. The powers of reproduction and recitation may be achieved with very little idea of meaning. One has to wonder how much Martin, my retarded savant patient, understood of the 2,000 cantatas and operas he knew by heart, or how much Gloria Lenhoff, a woman with Williams syndrome and an IQ under 60, actually comprehends the thousands of arias in 35 languages which she can sing from memory. The embedding of words, skills, or sequences in melody and meter is uniquely human. The usefulness of such an ability to recall large amounts of information, especially in a pre-literate culture, is surely one reason why musical abilities have flourished in our species.